And Peter told them a number of things. He preached to them how they had crucified the Lord of glory. God had raised Jesus from the dead. But at the conclusion of that message, he gave these words. Repent, therefore. Don't hear much of that anymore. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Why? So that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Peter refers in that verse to the baptism in the Holy Spirit as being times of refreshing. It's what we've got to have. What we got to have. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is not a denomination. Pentecost is not a denomination. It's not a church. It's not an organization. When we talk about Pentecost or Pentecostalism, Pentecost is an experience with God. It's the receiving of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost, the baptism in the Holy Spirit, is not something that is made up by man or concocted by man. It's not something that was dreamed up at the turn of the century. But it's an outpouring of God. Peter said it's times of refreshing. Where from? From the presence of the Lord. Charles Fox Parham was a Wesleyan holiness preacher. And in studying the Word of God, they believed in salvation as the first work of grace. They believed in entire sanctification as being a second definite work of grace. But he began to study the Word and he began to see another experience that he didn't have. He thought that sanctification was the evidence of being baptized in the Holy Ghost. But God began to deal with it. I mean, he began to see there's something else here. He began to search the Scriptures. And Charles Parham had a little Bible school in Topeka, Kansas. It was in an old mansion that had been deserted. It was called Stone's Folly because the man by the name of Stone that built it didn't have enough money to finish it, so he just had to leave it deserted. And they took this over and made a little Bible college out of it, a Bible school. And Parham had 35 to 40 students. And it came time in December for their examinations, and they took their exams on the doctrines of salvation and sanctification and consecration and divine healing. They believed in that. And on the second coming of the Lord. And they took their exams on that. And Brother Parham told his students, he said, there's something that I want to do. I want to give you an assignment here. For the next few weeks, I want you to take your Bible and I want you to study the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And only use your Bibles. Only use your Bibles. And when we come back in a few days, I'm going to ask you what you believe the evidence of receiving that experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is. Parham went, I believe, to Kansas City to preach a three-day meeting, a three- or four-day meeting. And when he came back, he called his students into the chapel service that morning. And during the chapel service, he asked those 35 to 40 students what they concluded in their study concerning the Holy Ghost and the baptism, that experience that is known as the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What was the evidence of that? And to his amazement, Brother Steve, every student that had studied that from the Bible all came to the same conclusion. They said, even though there were other different things that happened in the accounts of those in the Bible receiving the Holy Spirit, it is our conclusion from the Word of God that the one physical initial evidence of being baptized in the Holy Ghost is they all spoke with tongues. They didn't get that from anybody. They got it from the Bible. They had a watch night service that December the 31st in the year 1900. At that watch night service, they were praying for God to fill the place with His glory. And a young lady by the name of Agnes Osmond came up for prayer. And she asked Charles Parham to lay his hands on her and pray for her that she would receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. He was reluctant at first, Brother Jim, because he himself had not received it. But she continued to press him, and he laid his hands on her and began to pray. And he said, before I got 20 sentences out of my mouth in that prayer, a glow of the glory of God came all over her face. And it was like a halo surrounded her. And the glory of God fell in that place, and Agnes Osmond became the very first person in the 20th century to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And she began to speak fluently in other tongues. And for 3 days, she spoke in tongues. For 3 days, she spoke in tongues. She tried to write on paper, and she wrote in tongues. She wrote in the Chinese language, in the Chinese dialect, something that she had never learned. God baptized her in the Holy Ghost. That group of 35 Bible school students immediately went upstairs to one of the dormitories in that college, in that Bible school. And they moved all the beds out. They cleared that room out of all the beds and turned it into a prayer room. Imagine that. Imagine that. Oh, I could preach on that, but I'm not going to. They turned it into a prayer room and gathered in that prayer room, and they said, we're going to pray and wait on God until we're all filled with the Holy Ghost. That was January 1st. They gathered in that prayer room and they began to pray and they began to seek God. They began to wait on God. Brother Parham said we had got beyond the place of begging and pleading with God because we had become convinced that it was God's will for all of us to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And we began to praise Him and to thank Him and to worship Him. For 3 days, listen to me, church. We make all kinds of excuses why the Spirit of the Lord doesn't do this or that or the other. Have we spent 3 days waiting on the Lord in prayer? We want the push button drive through. Give it to me now. But they spent 3 days waiting on the Lord in prayer and praise and worship. Brother Parham went to a Methodist church on January 3rd, that evening, to preach. He left the prayer group. He went and preached at that Methodist church. Praise God. And he told those Methodists about what had happened to Agnes Osmond, and that he was convinced, even though he hadn't received yet, he was convinced the evidence to receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost would be that you would speak in tongues. I don't know what that Methodist church did with that, but he told them anyway. They concluded the service, and Brother Parham and another minister, young preacher that had went with him, left that Methodist church and went back to the Bible school. They went up the stairs toward the prayer room. He said, as we got to the second floor and began to walk toward the prayer room, we heard the most beautiful sound that I had ever heard. We got near the door, and the door was ajar. I'm telling you, this is true. This is documented. I'm not making this up. He said, we got to the door of the prayer room, and the door was ajar. And he said the room was lit dimly with kerosene lanterns. This was 1901. He said the room was dimly lit with kerosene lanterns, but he said as we walked toward the room, there was a glow that was brighter than the lanterns that was shining through the crack in that door. And as we opened that door and walked in, 12 of those 12 young ministers that were a part of that Bible school had been filled with the Holy Ghost. And all 12 of them were praying in an unknown tongue, in the heavenly language. Hallelujah. Brother Parham went in and he fell down on his knees and he began to pray, God, baptize me. God, fill me with this precious Holy Ghost. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, you have went through persecution for your preaching on sanctification and holiness. You have went through persecution for your stand on preaching the doctrine of divine healing. Are you willing to go through the persecution that you will endure to have this experience and to preach the baptism in the Holy Ghost? He said, God, yes, I want it more than anything. And God filled Charles Fox Parham with the precious baptism in the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Are you listening to me? Praise God. Do it again. Do it again, Jesus. Do it again, Jesus. There was a one-eyed African-American preacher by the name of William Seymour. In 1905, went to Houston, Texas, where Parham had moved his Bible school to. Parham was teaching a 10-week Bible course, and William Seymour enrolled. And because of segregation laws, we've come a long way. Because, thank God, yes, sir, amen, thank God. But because of segregation laws in the early 1900s, a black man was not allowed to sit in a classroom in Houston, Texas with a white man. So what they did, Charles Parham put a chair outside of the classroom door for William Seymour to sit in and left the classroom door open so he could hear the lectures and the teaching and the lessons. You know, sometimes we wonder why God uses certain individuals to do great things. But maybe it was because of the humility of a William Seymour that said, I don't care if I've got to just sit outside the door. I want to hear this gospel of Jesus Christ. He sat there for 5 weeks listening to the teaching, and Parham explained and taught on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He didn't get to finish the whole course because he received a call from Los Angeles, California to come there and to fill in as a pastor. Seymour left Houston, went to Los Angeles, began to be an interim pastor at a particular church there. It was an African-American Episcopal church, Methodist-type church. And he began, himself not yet filled with the Holy Spirit, begin to preach to them the initial evidence of the baptism of power, was speaking in other tongues. Guess what happened? They told him they didn't need his services anymore. They wouldn't accept it. So he went to a house. Some people invited him to come to their house for a prayer meeting on Bonnie Bray Avenue. They began to have Bible studies, and they began to have prayer meetings at that house, and he began to teach them about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And guess what happened? The power of God fell, and people began to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And the prayer meeting began to grow, and the Bible studies began to grow, and people would come from everywhere and fill that house and the porch outside on Bonnie Bray and all around the outside of the house as William Seymour preached, and the power of God fell, and people received the baptism and the Holy Ghost, and he yet hadn't received. But listen, they outgrew that house. They needed a place to go. Talking about our roots here, folks, our heritage. They needed a place to go. And there was an empty warehouse building at 312 Azusa Street that they went in and they rented and they cleaned it up and cleaned it out and started having church there. And the rest is history, because for 3 solid years, they had revival day and night, day and night, day and night. Hallelujah. And today the Pentecostal rankings are in the millions of believers that have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And it's times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Notice he didn't say a time of refreshing, but times of refreshings in the plural. That prefix, refreshing. That little prefix, you know what that little prefix re means? It means again. Again. Refreshings, refillings, revivings, renewings, restoring. It's do it again, do it again. God, do it again. God, do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Yes, hallelujah. And I want everybody to come this morning. If you have not yet receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit with that initial physical evidence of speaking in tongues, I want you to come, because you need the Holy Ghost. This is the time. God is moving. The Spirit of God is moving. If you have received, you need a refilling. Did you know that? You need a refilling. You need a refreshing. It's times of refreshings, refillings of the Spirit. Today, do you believe God will do that? Do you believe that? I believe that. I believe that. I believe in the Holy Spirit and that He's giving us new life, refreshings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Refreshing. Of the Holy Ghost. So I don't know what they're going to play, what they're going to sing, but I'm giving an altar call this morning. We'll take an offering after church. If you have to leave, leave. That's fine. But we'll take the offering later. But we're not going to interrupt the flow of the Holy Spirit this morning in this service. God is already, refreshings are coming. There's a flow right now of the water, the rivers of the Holy Spirit in this service. And right now is the opportune time to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, well, how do we do that? How do you receive the Holy Spirit? Listen, He's already been given. You just must receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that what? That ask Him. You ask Him for the Holy Spirit. And then you believe that He will fill you with the Holy Spirit. And then you begin to thank Him for filling you with the Holy Spirit. And by faith say, Lord, I believe, I receive by faith the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And do you know what will happen then? The power of the Lord will come on you. And you'll begin to feel that river right down on the inside. Jesus said, out of your belly, out of your innermost being, shall begin to flow rivers of living water. And here's where the yielding comes in. You'll begin to sense words and phrases and sentences that are in a language that you don't understand. It won't come from here. It comes from down here. This is where the Holy Ghost is. When you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, out of your belly, Jesus said, shall flow rivers of living water. Glory to God. Glory to God. And when you feel that bubbling, like a well of water springing up, that's where you have to yield your lips and your tongue and your mouth and just begin to speak those languages, those sentences. You won't say anything wrong because it's the Holy Ghost giving you the utterance. The Holy Spirit won't take your mouth like a puppet and make you talk. They all began to speak. Who? They, the 120, the individuals. They began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. One translation said, as the Spirit of God prompted them. He gives the utterance. The Holy Spirit gives the utterance. You just yield and speak. And as you yield to the Holy Ghost and begin to speak the words that are in your spirit, it will just then begin, it'll begin to flow. It'll begin to flow. Agnes Osmond spoke for 3 days in other tongues. Charles Parham for another, a good long while. I forget the time, but for a good long while. Amen. Hallelujah. You may speak one or two words, that's fine. The Bible says, with stammering lips and with another tongue will I speak to this people. But I wouldn't be satisfied with just stammering lips. I'm going to stay in there till there's a language flowing out of me and I'm magnifying and glorifying God in the language of the Holy Ghost. Times of refreshing. I don't know about anybody else, but I need a refreshing. Do you need a refreshing? A reviving? I thought about the time that Samson took the jawbone of a donkey and he slew 1,000 Philistines and he threw the jawbone aside. The Bible said that he was weary. And God had him to go pick the jawbone back up, and God claved a hollow place in the jawbone of the donkey, and from that jawbone there was water. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody needs to get with me here. There was water that began to bubble up and flow up out of that old jawbone of that old dead donkey. God caused a spring of living water to come up out of there, and Samson began to drink from that water. And the scripture said when he drank of that, his spirit within him revived again. Revived again. We need our spirit revived again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, worship Him this morning, church. Give Him praise. Lift your hands and worship Him. Tell Him how much you love Him today. How much you love Him. I want to see every believer come up here this morning. Let us lay hands on you. Prayer ministers, prayer partners, would you come? Holy Ghost filled believers, would you come? Every believer, come this morning. It's time for the refreshing. Times of refreshing from the Spirit of the Lord. God wants to refresh you and revive you and renew you. God wants to baptize you afresh and anew with His Spirit. Hallelujah. He wants to do it for you. Hallelujah. If you're here today and you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, oh please, come and let Him fill you. Come and let Him fill you. We want to lay hands on you and just believe God for you to receive the Holy Ghost. There's one initial baptism, but I'm telling you, there are many refillings. There are many refillings. And God will refill you today. He wants to refresh you and renew you. Let Him do it. Let Him do it. It's nothing to fear. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to back up from. This is what God wants to give to His church.
You're my Savior and my friend.
Hallelujah. I need prayer ministers and prayer partners. Help me, Sister Denise. Help me here to pray for people. Amen. That are here this morning seeking for the Holy Spirit. Asking God to fill them. Needing a refreshing from the Holy Ghost. Oh, lay hands on them and pray for them this morning. Let's believe God together.
Let your glory fill this temple. Let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you have overcome. Become the fount. You can never be defeated, for you wear the victor's crown. You are Jesus the Messiah. You're the hope to all the world. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah.
You have
King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, you are worthy of
all
praise.